Nove Yerushalmi, corresponding to Nove Babli, Daf Yud Ches. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Dalet Amud Aleph, on the top of the page. Oidenu Shom. Oidenu Shom, Rabbi Yochanan Omer, Masen al Kiv al Kol, Kidei Prisha or Prisha Veuleike. If he remained there in a cemetery, then Rabbi Yochanan says we warn him for every amount of time which he could have separated from the Tumah, and he is lashed for each warning. Rabbi Lov says that he does not receive warning until he leaves and returns. Rabbi Abba said that Rabbi Yochanan challenged Rabbi Lov. It says, Al nefesh meis lo yavoi, lo yitame. The latter is extra, rather it teaches that one is lashed for Tumah, even if he does not come to Tumah, rather for staying in the place of Tumah. Rabbi Lazar said to Rabbi Yochanan, no, it's teaching that if they can warn him for lo yavoi, which is now he's in a tar place, he is lashed. If they can warn him only for lo yitame, then he's not lashed. Rabbi Lazar said that Rabbi Yochanan learns from bowing. The Mishnah says if one was tummy in the Mikdash, b'shoyig, and he bowed or delayed it long enough to bow, he is chayav a korban. Amar Matanya, havin and sabrin, meima, ma pligin, b'makos, a korban, loy, mimadu ama, vila, mishtachavaya, lama de virchnan, hada ama, he b'makos, he b'korban. The Matanya said we used to think that the virchnan and Rilaza argue about lashes, but not korban, all exempt. However, since Rabbi Lazar said that Rabbi Yochanan learns from bowing, this teaches that they argue about lashes and bowing. A question against Rabbi Yochanan from the Mishnah. If a Nazir was drinking wine the entire day, he's liable only once. The Sefer says if they warned him, do not drink, and he begins to drink, he's liable for each warning. We assume that he drank normally, which with breaks in the middle. Rabbi Yochanan obligates to each warning, even if he transgressed continuously. Rabbi Yochanan explains that this is even if his gullet was not empty, it means he was drinking continuously. He said, "Pliga Rabbi Yochanan, I metam in a mace for a yom, enichay v'la'achas." We have a question against Rabbi Yochanan from a Mishnah. If another was being metamim, is exposing himself to tumah, to a mace the entire day, he's liable only once. The Sefer says if they warned him, do not become tummy, and he doesn't actually become tummy, he's liable to each warning. Rabbi Yochanan obligates to each warning, even if he transgressed continuously. Atala b'shoye al kol pisha pisha b'hu leike. And honestly, Rabbi Yochanan explains that this is even if he merely delayed, he is lashed at every amount of time that suffices to separate from the tumah. That's nisa pliga Rabbi Yochanan. Kain sha emir lebeis akrois, lo hishit lo meis acher. Yochol Yekabel. The Gemara asks against Rabbi Yochanan from a Braisa. The Braisa says, if a Kohen was standing in a cemetery and extended another mace to him, means other than his close relative for whom he was allowed to become Tami, perhaps he may receive it. Amar Loma, Lo Yitame, Bal Ba'amav. The Gemara says, no, the Pasuk says, in Vayikachof Adas Pasuk Dalet, a person should not become Tami amongst his nation. The Gemara suggests if he received it, perhaps he's liable. The Gemara rejects that because the pasuk concludes lehei chaloi, the one who becomes more profaned. It excludes this case in which he does not become more profaned, and likewise another who does not become more profaned should not be liable. Rav Zeira, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said that you shouldn't say, since I became time for my father, I will gather Ploini's bones with my hand. Eichaloi is at the time of death. Rabbi says we learn this from Ben Maisam. Rabbi holds that Leichaloi is extra to exclude one who does not become more profane. Rabbi Yochanan was like this first Tana who used it only to teach at the time of death. Rabbi Yochanan says that the Tanaim argue about how to expound, they then argue about Halacha, both exclude a Goises. Rish Lakish says that they argue about the halacha. The first Tana holds that Lehi Chaloi does not exclude Goises, which is at the time of death. Rebbe excludes Goises from the Moisom. Goises is someone who is about to die. Asi Reb Shimon Bar Vava, Rebbe Shimon Ben Lakish, Reb Shimon Bar Vava holds like Rish Lakish, Rebbe Bar Vava Midamech, Ava Ama Ha Nasika Micha Ha Nasika Mikah. When Shimon Bar Vava was dying, and he was a Goises, he said, this Kohen Ploini should leave the house, and this Kohen Amoni should leave. Yotza v'nechnas v'itaf v'poyte v'rikiv v'chayev. The Kohen was metamah for a relative and left and entered, was metamah to other mesim, v'itaf and exempts, and the v'kiva obligates. Amalei v'itaf v'nechimah hoisev v'zechilol achilolei. V'itaf naf, how did he become more profane? And the v'kiva v'shav shahaya sham, tomei tumas shiva, pirish, tomei tumas erev, yotza v'nechnas, tomei tumas shiva. The Kiva answered that when he was there, he's Tommy, and the Tommy one who touches him, Tumas Shiva, he requires Hazos Mechatas, as he sprinkled with the Paradum waters on days 3 and 7. When he's separated, he's Tommy, the Tommy one who touches him, Tumas Erev, he immerses in at night, he is totally Taho. If he left and returned, then he returns to be Tommy, Tumas Shiva. Amr Rabbi Talfan, Akiva called a Perish Mincha, to Perish Mechayav. Talfan said, Akiva, one who separates from you is like one who separates from his life.